for the university. This is history in the making.
As soon as the University of Utah Police Chief Rodney Chatman took office, his team started planning for the vice presidential debate and were getting a lot of calls from law enforcement agencies.
They're offering more than we're asking. And just that spirit of cooperation has just been something that's really a pleasant thing to see and experience.
The spirit of cooperation will be put to the test Wednesday. Salt Lake City has seen its share of violent protests on May 30th and July 9th.
Our primary goal is safety and protecting people's First Amendment rights, right? To have the opportunity to come up and say what they have to say, to come up with signs or whatever the case may be and have their voices heard.
Law enforcement is preparing to see protesters, militia, and supporters at the debate. Troopers and officers will be present, visible in their uniforms, only pulling out riot gear when needed.
We aren't going to put up with riotous behavior or mob-like behavior where there's destruction of property, things being thrown, or anything like that. If that does happen, we will take action.
To ensure matters stay calm, Chief Chatman and his team went to Cleveland for the presidential debate, where he learned communication will be key to a successful debate.
I was very pleased to see the things that have gone into our consideration and our planning were the things that we saw in operation in Cleveland. So it gave me a strong vote of confidence in the manner in which we're preparing.
Chief Chatman tells me he has sleepless nights worrying about what he might have forgotten. But because of those late nights, there are contingencies upon contingencies. Jason Wynn, News Nation, Salt Lake City.